say, this is why how Kim consumes media. All of Dragon Ball, all of One Piece, all of 6 Minutes, all of Dune.
All of Wheel of Time.
All of Wheel of Time.
You gotta, there's no break in between. Yeah. You just have to be done. And then it's like, it's such a, obviously you guys share that.
Yeah.
The completionist streak. Yeah. Like,
but I don't, in terms of buying things.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
You're, Kim financially, your completionist streak seems to be at least the less expensive side of it. I'm not going to say zero, because buying audiobooks and shit ain't cheap.
Obviously. Got to have a Crunchyroll subscription.
Yep.
Duh.
You know what? I take that back. You're both irresponsible with money.
Yeah.
Kyle and I are taking
find
over.
Find that highly offensive. Fine.
Kyle and I are taking over
your finances.
We're taking over your finances.
Hand over your books,
Give
Kim.
Us the money.
She has books.
Yeah.
You guys fucked up.
Yeah, that's why I just said.
Yeah, that's
what
I said. Hand
them over.
And she's irresponsible with them. Gah. That's why Kyle and I are not only that, but getting power of attorney over both of you as well.
I can't believe we're having the conversation has gone in this direction.
That you're horribly irresponsible with money. Irresponsible.
Incredibly. Yeah. No. Wait, I said both of you.
Yeah.
I said both
of you equally.
And
equally.
How are we in this? Like,
both of you equally irresponsible with your money.
And the fact that it is in our own home and
don't
we
act
are
like...
fine. How does that not say that I'm actually incredible with money?
Kim,
it's called credit card debt.
It's
called credit card debt.
Side of the scale.
Kim, this room speaks to a complicity.
Good. I like this.
Unrivaled.
I got unrivaled. I got rid of some kids' stuff and some toys, like purged some things last week, and I said to Joey, like, I'm feeling pretty good. Like, we got rid of some things. Like, you know.
Joey's got more
like,
space.
I had a pile of shit sitting here for a while. No, finally got rid of it. Stuff. Took some stuff to Goodwill. I'm, like, feeling good. And he was just like, I'm glad that this Stockholm syndrome is fully setting in. And that you can look around at this and say you're happy with it.
This is amazing.
I feel so much better.
This one corner is empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking chill, everybody.
Everybody shut up.
I can walk through the door without tripping on something.
There's not 50 Blu-rays here.
We've been waiting for this moment for 25 years.
We moved them.
Yeah, you put them in the spools.
That's it. We spooled them.
We spooled them. That was all it took was spooling the Blu-rays.
Just a little spool.
Little does she know that just
I would
means
love
you
for you
more.
To get the regular Nintendo games off my dresser.
Oh, yeah. We'll get those.
Off your dress? You don't.
Where else are they going to go?
How are those?
There's nowhere else for them to go.
Exactly.
What are those impeding you from doing?
What are you going to
piling
there?
Her laundry
in the morning?
There.
Yeah. Oh, you got to fold your stuff and put it away
dresser,
like an adult.
I can put my
like
laundry
a responsible,
on if I want.
Fiscally
it's
responsible
Kim's dresser,
adult.
But all the stuff, all the drawers are my clothes.
That's true. That particular dresser does house only Joey's clothes.
So is that your
but
dresser?
It's her
then?
Dresser top.
Yeah.
Oh, the top of it is your dresser.
The dresser that holds my clothes has the TV on top. I need a dresser top, so I get the other one.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think you realize till this moment
no,
how
I know.
How crazy
so
this
then,
is.
I know.
So
shut
Joey
up.
Doesn't get a dresser top?
No.
And where
this?
The whole
well, this
house.
Is why he has to stuff has to pour into other
yeah.
rooms.
If I just had a dresser top.
If he had if one
he had a
dresser top.
One thing he's been missing is his entire you relationship.
You have a dresser top.
If he had,
that's my complaint right
if
now.
If he had a dresser top, then it'd be chill. But here's the thing. If it was his dresser top, you wouldn't have a problem with a Nintendo beat. Because it's his.
Move on.
So if we just make it mine.
If it's just Joey's, then problem solved.
Should,
you can't
you know
even
what?
Be
you're
mad
right.
about it anymore.
I should get my clothes off of Joey's dresser.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I walk by it
Fuck
every
me.
Time that I come. I do walk by it every time, and I'm like, doesn't look great.
A lot of clothes on there.
A lot of worn clothes on that dresser.
Doesn't look great.
Yeah.
A little stinky.
A little
stinky.
Bit. As oh you God. Walk by?
Yeah. Not. I'm like, a little stinky. And then I'm also like, ooh.
Nintendo games.
What if I played a game?
Let's
that
not even
seems,
talk about
that seems fun.
What it looks like when you open the door to Joey's closet.
What? What about it? It's where storage is, too.
That's not the problem with your closet.
What's in it?
Stinkies?
An avalanche of clothes. He told me today he'd like me to get him some, or yesterday, he'd like me to get him some new pants. And I was like, what about the new pants I bought you a couple months ago? And he was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're putting this on the record. Like, welcome to an all new episode of LOL JK, Saving the World One Topic at a Time. I'm one of your hosts, Joey Reinish.
I'm Comic Bay.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
No, we're getting this on record.
Go for it.
What check the books. When did you buy the pants?
I told months her, ago. I told her not to buy me some more shirts. I buy shirts constantly like Kleenex. I go through them.
No, yeah. You don't.
Yeah, I go
you
through them.
You just buy new ones. The old ones are still in the closet. That's part of
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah, but he's hulked out of them.
You don't keep your old Kleenex.
The problem now
he
is...
He only hulks out of his old underwear.
Sorry.
Yeah, when my junk can flop out and make him cry.
Understandable.
I still don't get that reaction. Why did you cry? It makes me feel kind
of
bad.
I'm feeling a lot of feelings. I don't know.
Regret, sorrow, time is gone.
It all just culminated in that. It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. Wow.
In this moment, as
the
Joey,
sound.
Kim, check this out.
Kim, check this out. First up, he said Hulk smash, even though he wasn't smashing fucking anything.
It is
was,
correct.
He was like Superman ripping
Hulk
his...
smash!
Yeah!
I get it. It made sense.
Yeah. See, he gets it.
Well, he couldn't flex his dick at a bolt. Like, that's not...
I
no
just
one
never
has
thought
that.
My dick would make anyone cry.
It wasn't your dick that made
I will
cry.
Say... I
it makes
well,
you differ.
I mean, if that's how he interpreted it, that's how it happened.
Perception is reality.
Perception is reality. That's how it works.
Living my truth.
Yeah.
I
also never thought
pants?
That, and I think it's a good goal for one's life.
Fucking failed that one.
Yeah.
At least I still got my dump in my pants tokens.
Okay, you really wanted
not
to get something on the
not
record.
Not all of them, but I have deeper to go still.
You wanted to get something on the record about how I said you lost the pants I bought you.
No, I wanted you to buy me some clothes that I would not buy myself that yes. are like nice and comfortable.
Yes.
And like sure. I would never buy a pair of soft gray home shorts.
Sure.
Home shorts.
Okay. No, I know what you're talking about. Go continue.
They're so
shorts
boring.
You
they're
only
like,
wear
like,
at
they're,
home.
They're
you
like
only
lounge
wear...
pants. Yeah, but they're shorts.
So they're just sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
But shorts.
Yeah. Okay. Basically.
Yeah. And they're sure. awesome.
Great.
I yeah. love them. They're I comfy. Would never buy them. They don't no. have cool graphics on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need Kim to find the stuff I need, like stretchy jeans. I didn't have stretchy jeans till she bought me stretchy jeans.
Yeah.
That should change my
life. Yeah. Yeah.
I want more of that.
Can't have any butt.
So now when you need new pants, you're like, Kim.
So he told me yesterday I would like you to buy some new stuff. And I was like, I bought you some new stuff. Where is that? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, I'm not buying you new stuff until I can be assured that you're going to not lose it in your avalanche of clothes.
And where
problem,
is it? Where are the pants?
They're
he
in here
doesn't
somewhere.
Know.
What kind of pants are they?
I don't remember them coming into this house.
What
honestly.
Kind of pants are they, Kim?
Well, it's because you were probably
what kind of pants.
They were
super high.
Like
no.
some khaki pants.
I've
but
not
they were
been
like
smoking very much at all.
Material.
Okay, stretch twill khaki.
The
pants.
The problem is I have weight issues and need to keep several closets of various sizes on hand
on rotation.
Then I rotate don't... them. They haven't rotated. They've rotated to the floor.
Yeah, make sure the stuff you don't have to usually wear is on the floor.
Yeah. Why don't... Oh, yeah.
So they keep getting washed over
Kim's right. Yeah, you got to have to like...
That literally happened. I was like, Joey, if you don't hang up this fucking jacket, it has been washed 3 times in a row because you just keep throwing it on the goddamn floor.
I don't
floor.
Do that. The cleaning ladies...
Throw things on
the
floor?
Cleaning ladies running through your room going... No. Like spiking shit on the
they're
ground.
They're throwing things on the ground, putting Nintendo games on
yeah,
shelves.
No, Kim's washed a Nintendo controller 5 times.
It's just because it was out and not on a hook. They assume it's dirty. So they put it in our
did it
camper.
Look dirty?
I'm... It's got dog hair on it, probably, so yeah.
Okay. What are these ladies doing?
It's like the only thing they do.
I will
do,
say,
so.
they put shit in weird places.
if we can't find
you know, I do have beef with the
yeah,
cleaning
no
ladies.
No one's batting 1,000. But, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to an all-new episode. We're all here. We're all back.
Woo!
We all have video. For now, Brian.
For now.
Brian's is a little
moving.
Closer.
I got a new angle.
Brian got zoomed in on.
I don't know how or why or how to change
Brian
it.
Brian might be in 4K.
Listen, don't worry about it.
Which actually, that camera's not possible.
It can't do it. It can barely do. It can barely do.
But you do look big.
He does
big.
Again look like he's in a different room. Now.
You look big and you look
at
sharp.
Least. Thanks, bud.
You look big and sharp.
The lighting looks like a different room than
Welcome.
This one.
Thank you.
I meant that in the nicest way. Yeah. You look big and sharp.
Big and sharp. I'm so big. My head is so big.
So we're all here.
Oh we're God. All here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is our penultimate show of the year.
Yes.
The next episode we record is going to be the Christmas Spooktacular.
Ooh. True.
So we thought we'd kind of just do a hang show. I think we have a couple topics we want to do still. Quickly.
I have an important question.
Kim has a question.
And then I have a game for us to play. I kind of gave Kyle the broad strokes on Just JK, but we haven't done a game for
and
a while.
And then he told him the rules.
Yes.
No.
I see, this I is what we missed.
Yeah.
The jokes about me jacking you off.
That you guys didn't make.
Pretty common.
Yourselves.
Yeah.
This is what we've been missing.
Also, I am concerned.
Four people making those jokes, not just three.
Brian, just so you know, though, I am concerned that Joey and Kyle are going to dominate this game.
Oh,
I don't know. We did one example during Just JK, complete opposite.
Yeah. Oh, now that you're
in
the
just two words.
Kim, I'm not, because Kyle's generally bad at all games.
Well, this is different. When we get to the
not
rules, you'll see. But anyways.
But Kim, over to Kim with her important question.
Yes. So this just occurred to me organically this week.
Sure.
And
very organically.
And I started laughing about it before I could even ask it to Joey. And I was like, this is a podcast question, but I'll go ahead and ask you. And then he was like, that is a podcast question. Just wait.
Great.
I have an answer.
It should have been on like episode three.
Oh.
Okay, but this just occurred to me this week.
Yeah.
Dealing with some dog things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I would like to know, why did humans evolve to being in a position where we have to wipe our butts when we poop? There's no other animals wiping their asses. They poop clean. Not 100%.
Well, they don't have buns
like
us.
I mean, they lick.
My point.
They also lick themselves.
Also
clean.
True.
Not all.
Yeah, to clean themselves.
They all clean their butts.
In their
BH? But they don't have to clean their butt to the level that we do. They're not licking all of that.
One.
I'm going to cut that out. Licking all of that.
A pretty obvious one comes to mind.
Yeah.
They didn't evolve shame.
Mm.
So zero shame.
But
they're not even
But they're still not
close.
Walking around with poopy butts.
I would say, animals are walking around with poopy butts, Kim. What are you talking about?
I told her it's because we had a genetic predisposition to gravitate towards the cake.
What does that mean?
Oh, towards butts?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's the, you think that's how we evolved into having real caked up butts?
Like,
is that weird?
It's
like,
there.
Oh, damn.
We
just
are,
like Neanderthals were like
all his ass.
I think it's the first person who's like blew their ass out and was like, oh God, I gotta what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, at that moment in time, like you're like, I got an idea, I'll wipe it. And everyone's like, wipe it? What'd you wipe it with? Prithee, tell us, sir.
But I just don't think that most animals, to Joey's point, have like buns that would prevent
some monkey have buns.
Yeah,
I just think if there was another animal that had a human ass, we'd know about it.
But don't baboons have an ass? Like bit of an
they
ass?
They have those weird ones that look like they prolapse or something.
Yeah,
it's
they
like
got a bit of an ass.
It's like a casserole.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like...
An acerole.
A lot of them just open the outside and it's like...
open air.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
That's my point.
It's a cigar cutter.
But that's also kind of... Yeah, it's a cigar cutter. But like... You know, dog eats a hair.
Oh, yeah.
You get your butthole
cut.
That's
actually
there.
How this came up.
Yes, for example, exactly that.
For example, that
naturally brought it into the conversation.
But that's an anomaly. Most of the time, dog poops, goes about his business, doesn't have like a smeared poopy butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean cut.
Clean poop.
But they do also wipe their asses on grass.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes. That's mostly like an itch or like to
like
get their anal gland smell. Yeah.
Sure,
it's not necessarily because of shit.
Because they feel unclean.
Yeah.
Once again, I think it comes down to shame. They don't have consciousness.
I just don't think that we'd be walking around though with super poopy butts if we just didn't have shame.
What do you think is hindering us?
I don't know.
What do you think? Do you think if we
I don't
didn't
know how we got here.
In my mind, it's the buns.
Well, it is the buns because it gets trapped there.
Yeah, it's the buns keeping us, but also.
So,
but is it though?
We just spread it really far. No, but wait,
is it though?
It would be an issue. I don't think so.
I mean, again, I bet you dump too hard. Sometimes it's around the edges, and then you got to clean it up, or otherwise it's going to get on your clothes, and then your clothes will smell bad.
Yeah.
And then when people started
bypassing my main issue.
But we're saying, well, but I guess I'm asking if we, okay, imagine your butt, chop the buns off. Would you have a dirty asshole?
I think we still
would. Is it
would.
Because, yeah, I also think that. Because so I don't know why I think that. There? I think we're built differently.
Yeah, I think.
We don't have the, like, cigar cutter, like, oh, this is, like, the a door on
like,
a spaceship.
It, like, inside,
yeah, that's what
it,
I'm
like,
picturing.
It, like, inside out a little bit.
There's no
it
aperture
just,
the
it
way that there's.
Brings it back in.
Do
we kind of do?
We have, yeah, that's the hole is.
Is our hole exactly like every other animal hole?
I think the sphincter, that's what it, the point is to cut it off.
But is it all the same?
I don't know. My fucking doctor. Am I a fucking doctor?
All right,
okay,
let's call
no,
someone.
I'm Brian.
Am I a fucking doctor? Am I Dr. Brian? Am I walking around with my little clipboard and my pen?
Click.
I'm Dr. Brian. Can I give you a prescription? Prescription is more buttholes.
This is the kind of yes ending we're looking for. This is bullying.
Oh, here we go. Dr. Brian's here.
Yeah.
To tell you.
What if
that you have
to tell me about
mouth.
Your butthole?
You got a butthole
it's
for
like
mouth.
The ultimate evolution of Brian. It's just the person who's on a podcast that doesn't understand the bit of the podcast and just gets annoyed by it.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
are you
sorry?
Guys fucking stupid?
If I was looking shit. For real medical advice, I wouldn't have brought the question here.
She'd have Googled it.
I would have asked the goddamn AI.
I would have asked AI.
The chat GPT did, like every other person does.
So Kim's basically asking where do butts come from.
All right, here's what we're talking about. The main difference is shame and buns.
Buns.
I think buns.
No, those are the two.
Oh.
Because, like, no, shame.
I think shame is part
what
of it.
What came first, the buns
and conscious
distinct,
awareness of a dirty butthole.
No, but I think there's
a
distinct
big
difference. Shame leads us to want to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not talking about what makes us want to do it. I'm making talking about what makes us need. Like, why is it getting poopy to begin with?
You're telling me that a psychological prerogative of feeling like shame isn't compelling enough to make you do it?
I'm saying, but why do we have that need?
Here's my hypothesis. Here's my hypothesis.
Why do we need to wipe our ass?
Getting poopy to cause the shame?
Poop comes out of it.
I mean, you're gonna die.
Poop comes out of everybody, every other animal's butt,
I just,
and they don't
one,
get poopy butt.
I think you're operating from a false assumption, which is all animal buttholes are
clean.
I think that is a false pretense.
That's
that
true.
You're building
animals,
this on.
Animals smell terrible.
Animals smell bad. Also,
that's
sometimes
fair.
Animal have
poopy butt.
Poopy butt.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying that's the exception, not the norm.
Here's
and I
also,
think for humans, it's
clean,
the opposite.
Animal clean their butt.
Why? Are you
animal butt
this
clean.
Way?
Animal clean butt.
Clean butt.
Kim.
You can.
You're also ignoring
your
animal
S's
clean.
At the end of
Kim,
words.
I just feel like you're ignoring animal clean butt.
Clean butt good.
They clean butt. Animal clean butt.
I might not be a doctor, but I'm a veterinarian, and I can confirm, click, click,
animal clean,
clean
butt.
Butt.
I did my dissertation on that.
Clean butt animal.
Do animal clean
how,
butt.
How make animals butt clean?
Is that like a British sketch troupe or something?
Animal clean butt. Butt.
But they do. They lick their butts.
But they do.
Yeah.
We just can't ignore that.
That's why they got
shitty
we got. Breath.
We have to move on.
That's fine.
They're licking their ass all the time. All the time.
I mean,
rhinos
feel like
aren't
it's a different level.
Rhinos aren't.
Maybe they are.
But maybe they're licking each other's assholes.
I bet they are.
Or birds.
Cunnilingus.
Oh yeah. You know what?
Analingus.
It's one of those little parasite birds. Goes over there. Pokes a little too hard sometimes.
Yeah, and like elephants are like just going scooping poop out of each other's assholes.
No, they're not.
They do that. Yes.
I've seen it.
I've seen a video.
Yeah.
It's really not good.
Ugh. Can you imagine sticking your nose mouth
up,
in?
They're straight up trunking each other. It's bad.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Some dark times when we saw that video. Are you doing your thing?
What thing?
You're the one, Brian, whatever your no, thing was 100
no.
years ago?
No, it was clearly a no.
Okay. Okay.
No, I still have my topic. You know, I don't need a new one.
Spectacular, the Christmas spectacular.
What? Why?
We'll come back.
Does he already have something he's going to do?
Guess you'll find out.
It's a good question.
I mean, okay, fair.
Next episode.
Do you have something already planned that I don't know?
Do I have something planned? I don't know. Do I have something planned? Do I ever have anything planned?
What am I, a planning doctor?
Am I sort of planning things? Click, click. Oh, here I am. Ready? Plans out for
animal
you.
Animal
like
have plan.
Oh.
Animal do plan.
Oh.
I literally do, actually.
Brian do plan.
I do plan.
We know Brian do
Kim,
not
Kim
plan.
Kim plan. Did you have one you wanted to do?
We don't have to do it. We can get straight to game.
Let's go straight
Why
to game.
Why don't we do game?
Okay, game. We're going to play a game called... And since we've been called out before...
Yeah.
We're going to play it our way. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know how to play Shut the fucking up. Game. But we're going to do it to make it better for the radio.
Obviously.
So, we're going to play a game called Party Mouth. The way that they pitch it is a fast-paced party game of shouting obscenities.
Okay.
But really what it is
That's
is
a normal episode for us.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's a mind-melding game. Oh. So, here's the example. You will have a partner, and I figure we go around to have every combination of us together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You have two cards to start. This one says throat. This one says cuck. Okay.
Damn.
Now you have to think of these two words very quickly, and then 3, 2, 1, same in the same order as the other person you're talking to. So you basically
so
are
throat
like
cuck or cuck throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have to decide what is the correct order for those words.
Oh, by yourself.
No, you have to. You have a partner.
You don't say anything out loud, and you, like you just say in your mind, "Okay, I've got it. I'm ready." And then you go 3, 2, 1, and you both say it at the same time, and you hope you're both going to say the same thing.
Okay. And then if you get 2 right, you move to 3. If you get 3 right, you move to 4.
Okay.
At a time.
Yes. And then once you do not match, then it's the next group's turn. So
okay.
It's
this is why I was saying I think
and we
Joey
have
and
paper
Kyle might be good at this. They
Joey
tend to mind
forgetting.
Meld
yeah.
on
yeah.
dumb shit like this.
You don't need True. To use the paper. I do because I always forget. Like I'm worried I'm going to forget the words mm-hmm, for some mm-hmm, reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you have to pass the cards to the other person to see them?
Well, just, yeah, I guess that way everyone can look at
but
them
But don't we
want to
say them out loud?
Yeah.
So, and you're forgetting the words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
I don't
hot,
I don't
Kim.
Know why you're having
He's
such
hot.
An issue figuring this out.
I don't even have a pencil or anything well, to write on this piece of paper.
If
so.
You need one, they're over there.
Where is there?
I don't like that oh, color.
In the shit.
They're not
over in that area.
There's always been a cup full
passport. Oh, there's some Sharpies or some highlighters. I can use a highlighter.
Here's a sword.
I'm
a sword
use
pen.
A pink highlighter.
Oh, you don't want the sword?
No, I want this pink highlighter.
It's a pen.
Yep.
All right.
This doesn't work.
Oh, it immediately stopped.
I'm calling this. I'm calling this game throat cuck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go with Kim first here.
Okay.
Kim, you ready?
Yeah.
We're supposed to have a very quick. Mm-hmm. Turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can't think about it very long. Do okay. either of you have like a 5-second thing?
Can we do a timer?
Do you have anything like more fun than that?
What do you mean? Like a word that's 5 second long?
Like, or like a sound effect or something? We took a brief pause to find a sound effect to do a 5-second timer.
We're locked and loaded. Okay.
We got it. So at the end of the scream.
So are you going to read both words and then tell Brian to go, or Brian just going to go after he's read the second word?
I guess, like, give Kim 2 seconds to write it down and then hit the go
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Taint.
Mm-hmm.
Christ.
Christ taint.
Yeah.
That one was too obvious.
All right. Okay, Brian, you
Why is there someone screaming?
Do you have it organized over there? Are you good?
I thought I did. Hang on, give me 1 second. Let me...
He's screaming so much.
Huh? That kind of makes it.
Okay. It might start playing the second one.
The bookend of screams.
I'll try to make sure I get it.
That's the round has begun. And then it plays the sound, and then the round is over.
It's simple. after the second scream. All right. So
Kim.
Who's going next?
It's still us.
Oh,
we're three
okay.
now.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
go.
Booty.
Oh.
Foot.
Booty, foot.
Barf.
Oh, there's three.
Foot
booty
barf,
barf foot. Yeah.
Oh. That sounds just like.
Yeah. What did you say?
Foot barf booty.
Oh no!
What was yours?
Booty barf foot. It's like you pooped on your foot.
Yeah,
it's a booty barf foot.
It's like an animal's dirty butt, but it's their foot.
But all the poop went on the foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we only got to the third level, so okay. Let's do
the second.
Kim, three cards.
Third
Shut
level.
Up, God. Miss Speed Bump, what are you doing over there? All right.
Who's going?
You and Kyle.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go.
Brian, you on the time?
Yeah. You ready?
Don't lose focus.
Okay.
All right, mind meld. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Bush. Come.
Come Bush.
Yeah.
That was obvious.
Easy one.
Yeah.
That was obvious. Yeah. Didn't even need to think about
Didn't
it.
Didn't even have to. Kim looked bored as the timer was going. She literally just looked at me and
know
was
the
like,
answer.
You can say it. You can say it whenever. You just have to say it. At,
no, because we got to be timed correctly.
Yeah.
You got to wait for
the
screen.
Say it at the
All right,
same
then
time.
I'm just going to say, I'm just going to push the button as soon as Joey says the words, though. I'm not going to wait.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Jeez.
Okay.
Three words
geez.
This time?
Three words.
Okay.
Hobo.
Oh.
War. Neck.
Hobo,
hobo neck war.
Right.
We did it.
I would say neck war hobo. I don't know why. That just flows better to me.
There wasn't much time.
Yeah, 5 seconds is not a
you
lot.
Gotta just go
do we
for
need
it.
More? Brian, give him a little breather.
Before you push it this time. Because we got to do
four
words
let
this
me add
time.
A third one. Let me add a third one. Give me a second.
A third one?
Add the scream at the beginning. Now we need the scream.
Yeah, we got four now.
Okay. Hang on.
You could just wait a few seconds before you push go.
Yeah. Police?
Bingo.
And that's the beginning.
That's the start. It'll start okay. with that
Is
one.
That, then the sound effect, then the other scream. Okay.
All right, police.
Okay.
Death. Mommy. Beef.
Beef, mommy
beef
death.
Shit.
Mommy beef death?
Police. We gotta put police in there. Mommy beef death police.
I think death police is a good. What was yours, Kyle?
Mommy beef death police.
No, that's what I said.
Did you say the same
say?
Thing?
You're right. Oh, that is better.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't know.
We didn't say the same thing.
No, we didn't. No, okay. But what you
I
said
remember
just
what
now
I
was
said.
What I had said.
I also forgot police was one of them.
Yeah.
See, I told you, you need a paper. Because you
did
can't
you
see
write
the cards.
It down?
I didn't know. The scream.
Gotta do it at the scream.
Do it at the scream. I didn't realize police was a word. Should have known I only had three, I guess.
Okay. Let's do Kyle and Brian.
All right,
okay.
Who's gonna? You wanna? All right,
I'll do it.
Tap the first one to get it going. Tap the top one.
Yeah.
To initialize the sequence.
Yeah.
I gotta test it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
But so you don't need that one until we get into the deeper rounds. Otherwise, it takes too long.
Oh. You can just tap the middle one then.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay. This is solid.
Here we
right,
go.
So just
all right, Brian and Kyle.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheese. Monster.
Cheese monster.
Oh, cheese monster. Wait till this thing was done.
The scream, right,
we gotta do
Kyle?
One more. We gotta do
hey,
one
start
more.
Over again.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Another double?
Yeah, okay, that was, yeah.
Do
yeah,
over. Yeah,
no,
do over.
Up. Sorry, the double screen is fucking me up. I don't know why.
All right, bang.
Oh, okay.
Egg.
Egg bang.
Yep,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
yeah. What is an egg bang?
You know what an egg bang
you know
is.
What it is. It
involves a scorch. Is that what it's called?
Splorch.
Splorch.
Yours was grosser somehow.
Splorch.
Splorch.
It was more throaty.
Yeah. Splorch.
beep, 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 you know, a real name that sounds like you're choking.
That sounds
on
like you have a It sounds like you have a throat full of eggs.
Scorch. Oh, I'm scorching over here.
Next,
yuck. Okay,
titty.
Okay,
wench.
Whoa,
stank.
Titty stank wench.
Oh. Titty stank wench?
I didn't. That's stank, what I said. I stank titty wench.
I would have just done titty wench stank. Just in the order you read.
Oh, you
them.
Got titty wench stank?
That
doesn't make sense.
I mean, I don't got
my
it.
My thought
but that's
was that you're
said.
A winch for titty stank.
Oh, here, you need to do
my
this.
Fact, my thought was that you're a titty winch and you stank.
You
and
stank.
You got that titty witch stank.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're not going against the timer, Ken.
I also thought it was winch.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
Like a winch?
Like a
barmaid.
That's a wrench.
Like a witch?
A winch?
A winch.
Oh,
bring me my drink, winch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a bar wench.
Yes. Like a titty wench.
Like a titty wench.
Yeah. But
stank
also,
titty wench.
But also, I immediately was like a crowbar?
Like a winch, like to like get a truck
winch?
Unstuck.
Yeah, like a winch.
Like you winch the truck
like
out
the
of the
tool?
Mud. Yeah.
I thought it was.
I mean, yeah. I guess it could be, but it
spelled
feels
the
a
same?
Little not in the
I believe
oh,
it is.
Sorry.
Brian, are you ready?
Yes.
My phone fell asleep and I panicked.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Bucket. Mm-hmm. Queen.
Whoa.
Oh. Bucket queen.
Yeah.
All right.
Twos are pretty.
I think we're batting 1,000 on twos, I think.
All right. Time for three.
Crack. Clown. Bomb.
Clown
bomb crack bomb.
Damn it.
It's so weird because like I said bomb first and then you said bomb at
last.
The end and I said it again. Like it like immediately like overwrites my brain and I have no idea what I'm
See,
saying.
See, I was thinking
anymore.
Like it was a bomb that has clowns and crack in it.
But I'm like, that's a bomb crack clown.
But how hilarious
would
be
complimentary.
A bunch of cracked out clowns came out of a bomb. I'll take my phone back.
No, Kyle's gonna do it. You have to go with Kim now.
What?
Me
you
and
Kim.
You.
Yeah.
Kyle's going to the phone.
Okay.
It'll eventually get back to you.
Why am I doing it three times?
Just go, Brian.
Okay. Oh, you didn't do it, Joey, yet. Mm-mm. That's why I was confused. Okay, that's fine. All right. Let's do it.
Spank. Debt.
Spank debt. Yeah.
I would have said it before the screen that time. What is your spank debt?
I can't talk about it right now.
Is that like
but the interest is high and I am underwater.
I gotta spank it a lot.
I feel like it's the amount of days since the spank.
I was literally thinking like spanking a butt, not like wanking it.
Oh, like it's a sleep debt, like you haven't spanked enough.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Gotta catch up.
I'm all backed up.
Got a spank debt for days.
I got a spank debt.
I got a spank debt of 46 hours.
I'm going to die.
Mine's about 42 seconds.
You've been here this whole time.
I've been nutting.
Gross.
Nutting every 42 seconds.
I'm very discreet.
And dehydrated.
So parched. All right.
Juice. Fucker.
Oh.
Waffle.
Oh, that's what you get.
Waffle juice fucker.
Yeah!
Oh!
LOLKB getting into the first number four.
Well, Kyle made it to a number four. He just forgot we were on a four.
I forgot police was a word. Otherwise, we'd have changed the whole game.
We didn't say the same
thing. I thought a witch was a witch.
You weren't right in the first three.
Winch wench is winch.
Winch is wench.
Winch
which
wench.
Wench.
Which wench.
Which wench is which. Dungeon. Gorilla. Mm-hmm. Pain. Nipple.
Ooh.
Okay. such a positive.
Nipple gorilla pain, gorilla dungeon. Dungeon.
Cam, what was yours?
Damn.
Gorilla nipple pain dungeon.
Brian?
Mine was nipple pain, gorilla dungeon.
Ooh, hard I don't to get past the four.
Yeah, four's tough. But I guess that's the point.
It's like pain dungeon. You had to go pain dungeon.
Tried to go with dungeon. That.
Oh, this is Brian.
Yeah, I thought gorilla dungeon was funnier.
Yeah. All right, me and Kyle.
Okay.
I bet we're going to lose on this one.
Well, now you're making too much pressure.
All right. Bong. Bear. Bear bong.
Okay. Right. That was the obvious way.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Fucking next. Bear bong.
Leg.
Okay.
Salad.
Okay. That's a good word.
Man.
Wait, what?
Man leg salad.
God, you guys already messed it up.
We said man leg salad.
It was because Brian was like,
he said leg salad.
I said leg salad because Brian, when I did
said leg salad.
Yeah. He couldn't even get out the man at the end.
Because Brian was just... I was like, oh, it's leg salad, of course.
Man. Wow. All
right. Obviously.
Man, I went man leg salad.
Man leg salad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's grosser, though.
Yeah.
I would have done man legs.
Yeah. It's so hairy.
Yeah. It's a type of
salad. But it's like sounds a like egg.
Salad. It's a man leg salad.
It's a man leg salad.
It's a man leg salad. What's a man leg salad?
It has balsamic.
Balsamic?
Thinly shaved your neighbor Gary. A balsamic reduction. Arugula.
All right, let's...
Shaved almonds.
Let's see if Kim and Kyle can get to four.
We got to four.
I mean, get past four.
Well,
four is it.
You got to remember that there's four.
I'm going to do four.
Oh, we're just going to do four.
Just do four.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
okay,
good.
Okay.
Great game change.
Jizz.
Ooh, okay.
Great.
Thong.
Whoa.
Dang.
God.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck.
Sausage.
Oh, shit. God thong sausage.
What the
fuck?
It's clearly God thong jizz sausage. Please. Neither of you said that. It's God thong jizz sausage. You guys.
I'm sorry.
I feel like you're splitting it up into two and two. I don't think.
I mean, there's no rule against. There's no rule against rhythm.
Yeah, it's all in how you say it. It's
jizz thong. Talking about rhythm, you're not going to go jizz thong?
No, you don't want that on that.
It's not about what you want.
Well, it's not about what you want. It's about maximum effect.
It's all about your jizz thong.
Yeah. All right. Kim and Brian, you guys got to four. Let's see if you can do the four now.
Damn.
Okay.
Brian wants
a second
time
chance
himself.
For the four.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'll time you.
Yeah, here you go.
Fart.
Yep.
Racist.
Whoa.
Pimp. Diaper.
Oh, I know which one it is. Okay.
I got it.
Racist, pimp, diaper. Fart.
Damn it.
Fart, pimp, diaper, rapist? Or racist?
Whoa.
I got this. I'm gonna change a word. It is gonna be better.
So much better. It was the alliteration of it. A fart pimp. Diaper racist.
I said racist pimp fart diaper.
I said racist fart
diaper. I would have ended in diaper.
I said racist fart pimp diaper.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think we got any
no
classic
force.
Classic stain
Joey,
power
what
out of
did
any.
We get to.
We got to four in the car.
I didn't ask about it.
Oh, you just
in
now.
The game?
Yeah.
We got to the fourth, I think.
I don't think we did. I think I did the worst with you.
Oh, weird.
Huh.
Guess that probably means we're doomed.
Kyle.
We couldn't get past booty barf booty feet.
Boy, what?
You heard her.
Booty barf.
You heard her.
Booty barf foot. That's what it was. We couldn't get past booty barf.
You fucking heard her.
Kyle, who do we have to thank for this here?
Oh,
Friday night game night.
Well, we have a sponsor board now. That sponsor board. Some of the sponsors are real, and some of the sponsors are fake. But of course, the realest of the real are our Patreon sponsors. And this week's Patreon sponsors are Papa Reinisch.
Yay!
And Merkel Gestrel.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thanks, sponsors.
Kyle says it that way because he's not 100% sure how to say it.
And I won't ask. And you too can become a Patreon sponsor going to patreon.com/LOLJKpodcast. Where you can get so many bonus things, such as Dune commentaries
and game nights.
And what's Joey touching? Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one. What's Joey touching?
What's Joey touching? A new bonus game. And of course, if you join for free at the free tier, you can get Movies on Tape, where Joey reads you the junior novelization of a film.
He's snazzy.
Why did they change it?
Because smoking is bad for kids.
Yeah,
but that's not
even
what it means.
They actually did say snazzy on there.
Snazzy.
I thought you were just being this silly.
Somebody snazzy.
Nope. I thought you were just goofing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're just starting the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new fancy art for it, so be sure to check out the Patreon.
How was the end of your last book?
Oh, stupid.
Yes, it was When Nature Calls, right?
Yeah, you know how like they had to change the end of the original
as
well. I'm not 100% sure. I have not seen this one in, like, longer than the first. But I'm pretty sure Ace Ventura runs away from the tribe because they realize he banged a princess.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that is the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the book, the fighter guy that like ends up marrying the princess that like bit him on the knuckle and stuff comes out and he's mad because Ace Ventura had shared that spitball tube with her.
What
Remember when they were standing on the post and he was shooting spitballs?
Yeah.
That was like the fluid transfer that he was upset about.
Wow.
Yeah, really light.
Why
stuff.
Even like have that in?
I know.
Like just like cut it out. Just like you wrap it up. Because it's kind of that in itself, it's kind of like its own little tag at the end of the movie. It's unrelated to the.
But they felt it was necessary enough to the plot to get it in there. So,
weird.
Anyway, yeah.
Right, well.
I don't remember how the mask ends. I don't think they're going to have to change it. But yeah,
I think
free. Movies on tape.
Then you just throw
join us
the
for number four. And then while you're there, you can get the complete Ace Ventura 1 and 2 and Encino Man.
Yeah,
which is exactly what I think I would be doing with my life at 40.
This is 40.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah. This is what I thought you'd be doing too.
I mean,
this
if someone told me that,
vision. Yeah,
I'd be like, wow, I can't wait to see how we get there.
You'd be like, wow, I made it.
And then
you'd
be like, you know what? It was a pretty slow slide.
Joey.
This really? Is going to be a journey.
You thought, I made it. I can do whatever I want and get paid for it and not realize the dark side of it.
Wow.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want whenever you want, but like.
Yeah, you just don't get paid.
Just don't get paid for it.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
You just got to want it.
Freedom is good.
Definitely glad that those will exist long after me.
I feel free. but yeah, join us. Patreon.com/LOJKpodcast.
All time low. Please join.
All-time love.
I mean, not to be a downer. If you on the fence,
get on in there.
Get on in there.
Okay.
You want to treat yourself to a holiday?
Oh, there's
snack?
So much. If you want to disappear into the background and listen to some shit, there is a lot of shit on there for you to listen to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
And then re-listen when you're done.
That's true.
Yeah. You'll finally get some of the inside jokes that we still bring up and probably have forgotten where they came from.
Like the Scorch.
Or
we
came up with new names for things we've talked about 100
because
episodes.
Because we forgot the original names.
Only you did.
only Kim did.
Only Kim. We're not going to forget the Splorch.
Yeah, we forgot the name. It's cool.
Yeah, we collectively forgot the name.
The royal we.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Obviously. we are also sponsored by another Erewhon specialty shake.
Ooh.
This one looks pretty nice.
It looks nice. A daiquiri. But how much collagen is in it?
This is good question. This is the Lagos Love by Tems. Have we talked about Tems
did
before?
Did you finish any words?
We're talking about Lagos as in
the country?
Well, no, the director capital of the country, Begonia? Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
But
whoops.
The director of Begonia.
Whoops. Wow. No.
Whoopsie.
You're thinking of Largos.
It's Yargos.
Whatever, dude.
Largos?
That's why Greek.
What did you say?
Why don't Yargo?
Lagos.
Why don't
oh, it's Yargos.
Why don't Yargos? Yargos. Fuck yourself.
But the reason it's called that is because Tems is Tems is a singer and songwriter and pop star from Nigeria.
Okay.
You know, the capital of Nigeria is Lagos.
I thought it was Yorgos.
Yorgos.
Yorgos Lamparnos.
That's the guy who made Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
My ghost.
Oh, I love the movie Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Delicious.
It's so sweet and savory at the same time.
What would you say?
It's got Emma Watson in it.
What would you say? God Bulgogi. What would you say? God Bulgogi diaper.
That's my favorite Emma Watson movie.
She's the best. I don't think she'd do something that artistic.
Well, that's stupid. Is there two different colors of red in there, or is that like the camera flash?
There's two
or
different.
Something? So it's like there's like a pink and then a very dark on the bottom.
Yeah.
No. It's intentionally that way.
So what's in it?
I don't know what it's supposed to do. First of all,
make you cool.
But of course, obviously, it does begin with milk. Mm-hmm. But then a bit of a surprise second ingredient, something I'm actually quite.
I don't know. I feel like milk needs a thing because it's on every show.
And
now.
So what was its thing?
Vroom.
No, that's like a truck's thing.
That's what happens after you drink one of these. You gotta go. Vroom.
No, you need to make a noise. You need to make a noise that it's like you're like.
What was your default sound for milk? A car noise.
Vroom,
vroom.
Because you can't moo like a cow because it's not milk.
Yeah. Moo, moo, moo. What if you're like meh?
What if you went
meow?
Milk.
Milk. I'm glad we got that taken care of.
You're
and there's three different
that.
Kinds
you're
of red.
100% just gonna do vroom,
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 milk,
vroom.
All right. Yep. Sold. That's it. I was not on board until I saw the graphic.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Boom.
And then
Don Draper takes it. He's like, it's toasted.
Milk is toasted.
Boom. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
God damn it.
He's good at his job.
He's real good.
Vroom. Second ingredient is yerba madre bluphoria organic yerba mate. You guys ever fucked with the yerba mate?
No.
Would
is
recommend.
That, is that...
I don't know what it is.
Matcha?
Kombucha?
Tea. No, it's like a tea drink. Like almost like a tea. It's really good, man.
Is that the stuff recommend. That has seeds in it?
No.
Okay.
It has nothing weird in it.
Okay.
Beyond...
Well, I'm not interested then.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's pretty good. Wetterspoon organic raw monofloral manuka honey K factor 16.
Is that all one thing? Is that all one thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh. No, it's not. That's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things combined.
Well, I believe
into one
Wetterspoon
thing.
Is the brand. Organic raw monofloral are all
descriptors of the thing.
Healthy
one quote, floral. Unquote,
One floral.
Of Tasty Spoons.
Manuka.
Honey.
Is it Manuka honey?
Manuka
so
honey.
It's honey.
Location. Honey.
Honey. K factor 16.
Yo, K factor 16.
Okay.
Oh, so
and the last one is just K factor 16.
So what it actually is K factor 16.
That's a supplement.
Sure.
Okay.
But it's also honey.
With one floral.
One flower. Organic strawberries, organic raspberry, organic blueberry, organic acai, organic banana, organic basil, organic chia, organic red apple juice.
I thought you were frozen.
Organic dates. Organic blackberry compote. It does have allergens.
I like
the allergens are caffeine.
Why blackberry compote? I didn't know was an allergen. And not just blackberries.
Because compote's a fancy word.
But you're blending it up together. Like, isn't compote just kind of smushed and blended?
I think it's close to a jam.
Yeah, it's got sugars in it.
I think you have to have some sort of sugar in it. I believe.
Compote?
Compote.
Yeah, it's not
like that
compote.
Movie with Philip Seymour
Truman
Hoffman.
Truman Compote.
Yeah.
And every time we talked, it was just jam.
So much.
Why does he have jam coming out of his cheeks?
It is student sugar, kind of like jam. Yeah.
I love the idea every time he does a line, just like.
Just like a reverse poop of just jam. Yeah.
But
clean mouth.
Clean mouth.
Clean.
Clean. Snaps it off like a cigar
snaps
cutter.
It off like a cigar cutter.
You can hear puckers, from a block away.
Puckers that anus right up.
Snip, snip.
And then we're also sponsored by another Temu product. This is the, for those of you that are looking ahead to the new year and obviously love a planner.
That's
this
good.
This is the 2026 abandoned mattresses calendar. That's right. It's 12 months.
Of just abandoned mattresses.
The most beautiful abandoned mattresses
that's
you
good.
Can think of. That some of them are quite gross.
I'd imagine.
Someone did a good job.
I saw a mattress once on the side of the road and someone had just spray painted bed bugs on it.
Yeah.
So that
no
one would take it.
I mean, at least they
but
warned
like,
them.
It's was so gross. No one was going to take it
anyway. Somebody
anyways.
Was going to take it.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody would have taken it.
Someone you think so?
Yeah.
I think so. But yeah, it's 2016, so.
Oh, bummer.
January 2.
Just 10 years off.
Ah, well. Yeah. Well, you can still get the pictures and put them on a new calendar.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
2026.
He said it's 2016.
It's 2026.
Oh, no, it's 2026. Sorry.
Whoa.
Oh. But it could be 2016 if you think hard enough.
Well, it was just now because
you said that.
It's 2016.
Nope.
Yeah, this is for your next year. So really, unsurprisingly, I didn't really think about it, but there's no reviews for this. Because it hasn't happened
sure,
yet.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
You can't review
it. Is there
it.
A 2025 version that has been reviewed?
That's a good question.
Was there a mattress, abandoned mattresses 2025?
I should just start a calendar company. Hmm. I can make up dumb shit for calendars.
There's a 2020. Yeah. There's a lot of 2026 fun nuns.
What?
Nuns are so fun, though.
Nuns having fun.
Notoriously
they do
fun.
Look
there's
AI,
lots of movies where nuns get their hooters
they do
out.
Do look AI
that's fun.
Generated.
That's fun. Is that what the nuns are doing? That's fun with their hooters.
Are they doing? Are they doing fun things like making
out,
making things out of bottles?
Out. Yeah, like that Bernadetta movie.
Bernadetta. They didn't do a 2025.
Oh, it's new then.
Calendar.
All right. Well,
it's a bummer. They're just doing a lot of nun fun calendars and abandoned mattresses. So
no hooters.
I can't guarantee there aren't Hooters.
I bet there's like a Hooters 2026 calendar and it's like owls.
I mean, we can
I'd
do
be
Hooters
so mad.
2026.
But they got big tits.
God, that'd be good.
That'd be good.
See, that's the double twist like in the Goosebumps we talked about.
Why are these owls so sexy?
Oh, man, guys, there's no, there's just t-shirt when it comes out. There's a t-shirt that says Femboy Hooter.
What?
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what that could mean.
Isn't it just
is it
like
just some English words?
Yeah. But it is on a lot of shirts, but I'm also I don't know. We can't ponder that.
Okay.
I don't have
okay.
the time.
Okay.
I don't have the time to get into it.
It's that's just a different Temu. You're
it's
doing
a different
Temu. That's
I was
Temu.
Going deep into a different
yeah,
place.
It's okay.
But they also wouldn't find I just there was shockingly less things than you would think for Hooters on Temu. Huh. Probably because it's tits.
Knockers.
I would imagine.
Bazoombas?
Bazoongas.
Bazoongas?
Yeah. Bazoombas.
Bazoombas? Bazoongas?
Bazoongas.
Hamana, hamana, hamana?
Hamana, hamana, hamana.
Hamana, hamana.
Ooh,
Toasted.
Toasted. We are also sponsored by Trucks! Drive 'em!
Beep, beep. Malk!
Malk. Vroom.
The trucks go milk.
The trucks go milk. The milk goes vroom.
It's like it's a speak and say. The truck goes milk. The milk goes vroom.
And of course, we're also sponsored by the
One more show.
Wow. Okay. Didn't think we'd be
so glad they're dead. So glad.
Okay.
So glad their bodies will never be recovered.
They gave us money, Joey. For an extra...
Well, they paid us through 2026, so I don't.
They didn't.
The deal is,
I have.
You guys can't.
Audio
you
proof.
Guys can't know and this.
Kim, give me the books because they paid us. Hand over the books.
I'm sorry. I thought I was.
Show me where they didn't pay us. Okay. Well, that's why you don't. That's why you don't get the top of a drawer.
You mean the top of the hole?
The top of
the
Joey's
dresser?
Drawer.
Yeah.
The top of Joey's dresser.
I think that might
drawer.
Be in
the
pre-roll. The
top of top of the drawer
dresser. Yeah. If you want to, that's a free bonus for.
Was that really in the pre-roll?
Yeah.
No one can know.
A patron bonus, any level, any paid level will get access to the pre-roll, which is like before we start the episode proper. Sometimes there's good stuff.
Sometimes there is.
And sometimes
sure
there isn't.
Sometimes there not. But of course, we're still sponsored by the sadly yellow
the fucking
jacketed,
dead.
But they paid us through
They're
2025.
Fucking dead. Yeah.
We're of course talking about the
dead
former, now defunct XFL team, the LA Wild Jackets. Go Jackets.
Fuck you, Jacket.
This
is zip as well as my hoodies do. I'm so warm. I did this for nothing.
Ryan has to always wear a jacket
it's
now.
Stuck
it is
up.
Well, only for one more episode.
I can't get back down. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah. After the next episode, you can wear whatever you want.
Finally. I got to put this on, and I've been wearing it for so long. I'm so warm.
Freedom.
Did you put it on just for that bit?
Yeah. Obviously.
Aren't you happy it's over?
I saw him put it on, and I was like,
"What?" It's not usually this warm.
Brian's
it's
cold.
Not usually this warm.
It's also, yeah, it actually
it's usually way warmer.
No.
Out here in the studio?
Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
Rarely. See, Kim's got her tired eyes on. We got to get going. Look.
We're almost there. Look at her.
I'm wide awake.
See, I told you her voice would sound normal, but you would see it in her eyes.
She looks like that she's been awake for months.
I know. It's 9:35.
It really does. It looks like we made you walk here.
Did you just hike up and down all the mountains?
Yeah. She just immediately, there's like, I don't even know what it is, but like something clicks off and it's just like a little bit of light behind her eyes goes away.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something shutting down.
Just a little.
It's not every part of your brain, but key parts are going down.
Important ones.
They're going down for the night. Like they're like, we'll keep breathing if we shut down. Everything but this.
Only necessary systems.
As long as she
operating.
Can nod, it's all good.
It's just amazing. Like, because we'll be watching stuff, and then I'll look over, and she's like, she'll be talking to me normal still, but just.
I don't look like that.
That seems good.
Speaking of,
of course, we have time for Kim's Goku Minute. Go Cukes.
I'm worried. Is it okay if there's spoilers? I feel like.
Yeah.
None of us give a shit.
Just give them a warning.
Literally none of us care.
Okay. Well, we kind of talked about it already. Not on the show, though. I guess that was.
Yep. We're already subjecting Kyle to additional discussion.
Yeah. But, you know, we've been watching One Piece still. We've gotten to where there's some like real serious drama happening.
Yeah.
And it's been getting kind of sad. And the crew is struggling a little bit. There's having like some breakups and things. And there's been some really sad moments. And I have felt sad about it. And I'm like usually a very easy crier. But I haven't really like cried. I cried a little bit at the beginning of like this one like crew breakup situation. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a huge like fight between some of the crew people. And it was like really sad. And I didn't cry the whole time. And then at the end of the fight, they were like, well, now we have to, their ship was busted and they were going to have to get a new ship. And they're like, well, we have to leave the ship.
Was their ship in more than one piece?
They were like, after tonight.
You gotta laugh like she gives me. Doesn't that hurt real bad?
No, because I try to get those.
After tonight,
those are the ones I try
never,
to get.
We can never come
those
back
are for me.
And then I finally cried when they had to leave the boat.
Yeah.
But
of course.
I didn't cry as much when they were abandoning their crew member.
Kim just
die.
Cares so much about items.
About, well, as a former sea captain herself.
Yep. Yeah. She knows what it's like to lose your ship.
Yeah, yeah. Losing your ship
I
is
was
tough.
Really losing that about losing the ship.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't,
we know, Kim.
A good captain goes
good
down
captain,
with their ship.
That's right.
And then I watched.
And you couldn't. You were unable to. That made you sad.
While I was waiting for Kim to finish tucking the boys in, I watched 15 minutes of Pass Me the Monster Meat, My Lady.
Oh, yeah. Some more good names popping up on Crunchyroll.
And that was good?
No. Okay. It was really terrible.
Okay.
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 They said m'lady, though, but like 20 times in the first 15 minutes.
That's nicely.
Yeah. But it was like, if this is, because what it seemed like it was going to be was just fake food porn. Like,
okay.
Like Monster Hunter.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm kind of into that. And yeah. Then it became them like, oh, he's taking his shirt off in front of me. Huh. Oh, he's washing up. Ah.
Oh,
and it
no.
was just like this Victorian era obsession type
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like mixed in there. It feels on paper like something I should love.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's
why don't you give it 50 or 60
food,
episodes?
Anime food porn. Anime food porn vaguely horny. Yeah.
It seems like
I think,
I'd be into
that. I think
that.
You need a good 60
yeah,
apps.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think I'll watch it.
Maybe pilots are hard. You know
they are.
Yeah,
you should give it at least.
You should give it 20. 40.
It just felt like, are they gonna fuck yet? Like it was 15 minutes in
already. You were like, is this gonna be the catalyst for the series? Is they fuck?
I think they don't. I think it's. I think
it rolls it out.
It's like a
tease it.
Teen. You know, tease it's not it. a TVMA.
Oh, they're not allowed.
Yeah. No, they aren't teens.
What?
The show is TV 12 or whatever it
is. So they are allowed.
They are allowed, but they won't because it's a 12
show.
Because
of the rating of the show.
They're allowed.
They're allowed.
But they're not
allowed.
But they're not allowed.
But they're only allowed in an implied.
The characters are.
They can only share.
The writers
are
not allowed to do that.
They can only share straws that have their fluids on them.
Yeah. Spitball tubes.
Yeah. That's going to come up, obviously.
She'll spitball his tube.
Well, they share a fork.
Probably
eating the monster meat. And apparently she's weird for eating monster
because
people
pregnant
with a monster.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Sport.
It happened fast. And of course, in Kyle's Crisis Corner, it's airline pet carriers. I was explaining this to Kim.
Is that a picture from you?
No, okay. I found that. That's okay. Just a good picture of an uncomfortable corgi I don't even know what that is. I think my brother's dog died this week and he's quite sad. And he was like, will you bring your dog home? And I was like, yes, I will try to bring my dog home now. This is a new development in my life. I have had one traumatic experience in my life of being turned away at an airline.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nightmarish. And I am going to have terrible anxiety the entire time. I freaked out last night and was like, "Would the one I have has kind of like a domed top to it, but it's like the same dimensions as like the other ones, but maybe I should buy one that looks square because maybe it'll just be like a psychological thing that that like if people look at it, they'll just be like, that looks fine." Like that
what
doesn't
is the
look,
rule?
I think it they all have very specific every airline has slightly different dimensions.
Okay. But they
and the
also
one
all
I have
say, right that they like they reserved their
it's
discretion
ultimately all
like,
at the discretion of whoever at the ticket counter the wants to be a dickhead or not.
Whoa.
And that's it no matter what. That was even the last time I flew with him. My second attempt, I got on the flight. And even on the way back from Indiana, even though I'd flown with him on the exact same plane, the lady wanted to be kind of a dick about it. And she was like, I don't know. It's not my decision. I was like, I fucking flew here.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
This is a return.
I'm going back.
Yeah, I did it once. If I wasn't supposed to get on it, you fucked up. Somebody did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I don't know. You got to talk to this older guy. And the older guy did not ask. He did not care.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask. She was like, "Well, I gotta send you over to this guy, because he's the and
he's
then
the
he was
dog
like, and then
box
it,
guy."
It, well, he was like, the, I guess in charge of the ticket counter. And he was just like, "I was like, okay." And I go over there, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing? okay. He didn't even ask. He didn't even look at the dog. He didn't do shit. He didn't care.
Does it have to fit under the seat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so small.
It is small, but it's like, I have a thing that like scrunches down.
Yeah. You can pull it out after they take off, too.
Fits. I'm flying American, flying Southwest. And like it, this carrier fits the dimensions, but it's like an inch taller than a dimension, but it also squishes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it also, I think, just sort of looks big. Mm-hmm. I think it just looks weird than like a duffel bag that just has your dog in it.
Just put him in the overhead.
I would love that. That'd be amazing. He would freak out. Anyway, it's a terrible thing. They all have different things. They all cost different money.
Yeah.
And even then, every single plane technically has a different dimension.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
depending on the size of the plane. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, even their blanket,
if it's the same plane but a different airline, they'll have different dimensions because seats and everything.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Yeah. Anyway, I hate it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. I mean, this is great. It'll be good. It'll be fine.
It'll be all right.
I'm really stressed about it.
It'll be fine.
It'll be all right.
It'll be okay.
You'll be right.
All right. And Kyle's real Christ corner, it's the election results.
Go election results.
Vroom. Gets worse every day.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Well, this has been another episode of LOLJK. Again, you can find us patreon.com/LOLJK podcast. Sign up for free. Read along the mask. Assuming I get it all done in time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to turn this around for Monday.
Great.
So it's going to be tight.
Ooh.
Tight.
So we don't miss a
release.
Gonna
be, it's going to be tight.
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 Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh. I don't know who that. That's probably from Brian.
That's me.
That's
Brian.
That was me. Smashed his head into his microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. I tapped it. It's fine. It works now.
Anyway, give us money. We're about to sink over here.
Hanging by threads.
It only took me 20 minutes to get the video working this time. I have a new computer on the way. Hopefully that'll fix whatever that was.
Probably.
Definitely.
Here's the thing, though. Positive. I didn't really need to get a computer at this point in time, but because I did, this one's going to start not working.
Nah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to have two usable computers.
No. One will die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happened with my last one like this.
They know. Mm-hmm. They've been hanging on until the replacement comes, and now they can let go.
No, what it is you'll finally shut this one down. For the first time in 7 years.
He does shut it down all the time.
Insane.
Yeah.
Same. Well, I just close the lid.
Psychopath behavior.
This thing,
just close the lid.
The reason why is this thing will be
sleep.
Shut up. Sleep.
This thing will be shut.
Yeah.
And I won't be using it for like hours. And all of a sudden, it'll just turn blue and go.
Oh.
Like it's going to fucking
take off. Why is it doing that?
I don't know. That's why I shut it down.
Oh, because it never rests.
If it's got like that, what is that? That wank debt? What was it?
Whoa.
Spank debt.
It has spank debt.
It's got to whirl up.
Yeah.
Spank it.
I haven't spun in a minute.
I haven't spun in a minute.
My computer is only turned off or restarted when I like have a problem I have to try and fix or like the... because it's my work computer.
Look,
like, I'm forced to do some updates.
I used to do that too, but these things are not real laptops.
That's true.
They are desktops that you can close and put away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's different. This thing gets real hot.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real hot.
Okay.
But I got a new one. Brian, fuck you. Got a higher number than you in my new laptop. So.
What?
Eat shit.
You said you got a higher number than me on this computer, but I ordered my new computer and my number's higher again.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, on RAM, but on what is the graphics card you get?
5090.
Oh. They have it on for the laptop?
Yeah.
Oh. You spent more money than I did.
I spent a lot.
Yeah. I didn't spend that much money.
Yeah. I was like.
To be fair, my upgrade, I didn't need that much of it. My computer that I use normally is older than this thing.
Yeah.
So the jump is going to be astronomical.
Oh, yeah. No, like this thing still doesn't really have a problem with anything, but it's just slowed down because it's probably melting inside.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's also a ship
it's
of
a laptop.
Ship of Theseus, though. It's the monitor part is new, they replaced, and then the bottom panel is new, Jesus. And a couple things on the inside. So it's kind of a newish computer.
It's a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I definitely signed up for the care again because I got a whole new computer on it. Yeah. Anyway, patreon.com/loljkpodcast. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next time for the last show of the year, the Christmas Spooktacular.
Oh,
exciting.
I've been Joey Reinish.
Tom McVay.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Explosion.